Leave the house with a signed deal instead of empty-handed the very next time you hear, "I have to think about it." What I'm about to teach you also works very well for the common objections like, "I have to talk to my wife about it," "I want to get one more estimate," or "I want to wait until the appointment I have tomorrow." So if you hear any of these, this closing technique is going to help. Now, what you're about to watch is a live excerpt of my members-only in-person event, exclusively available to members of the Roofing and Solar Reform Alliance. This was last year's event where we did a workshop in a hands-on style sales training session. Meanwhile, by the way, we had a breakout room for owners only for a roundtable and another one for members of management teams. Now, in this session, we were sharing our favorite closing techniques and doing a deep dive into closing trainings that I'm going to share with you right now. So if you have any interest in learning how to become a member, or if you feel like you're one of us and want to join on the mission to outsell, outgrow, and outcompete the rest as we stomp the scum out, united upon a mission to reform the corrupt and greedy practices of the roofing and solar industry through leadership in action, then click the link in the description below. But for now, let's get into today's video to help you close those deals when you hear, "I have to think about it." Let's get started. The biggest one on your team. This is going to be much easier on the storm front. It does work for retail as well. I'll teach it to you right now. It's a modified risk reversal close. You may want to take some notes down because this one's a bit more complex. I teach it to my team as well for multiple decision makers. Anytime there's multiple decision makers, it goes like this. Jan, I'm going to ARO first. I understand that you want to talk to your wife about it. It's a big decision. Again, if it were me, I'd want to talk to my wife about it as well. Make sure we're on the same page. She'd probably shoot me for going rogue. All right, overcome. Hey, before I leave here, I want to ask you, how are you, keywords, write this down. How are you feeling about everything? I'm looking for a pulse check. How are you feeling about everything? And they're going to likely say, "I love it, everything's great, but I just want to talk to my wife." And then we follow up with the next question. You know your wife really well, write this part down. How do you think she would feel about it? How do you think she would feel about it? Likely it's going to go like this. She would probably feel pretty good about it. I just want to make sure she's in on the decision. Mm-hmm. Followed up with the third question, which is, I completely understand, but here's the question. What do you think would be your wife's number one concern? What do you think would be your wife's number one concern? Now I'm going to play this out of how it will go often, and of course, I'm not saying this is a magic wand that's going to work every time. But usually it's going to be, my wife just needs to make sure she's in on the decision and will be the one to pick colors. Is that a fair statement for most of our experience? And oftentimes, market research shows that the female of the household, the female of the household usually controls finances in today's time. I think 80% of financial decisions are made by the female of the house. Is that what you guys have seen?
Yeah.
Yeah. By the way, I don't even know how much money's in my bank account. My wife knows all that stuff. I don't know anything. Yeah, it's like, all the guys I talk to, like, I make the money, my wife manages it.
You got a good one.
That's yeah, I don't even know. But I also know that my wife would be the one to pick colors. Because, like, I put together an outfit the other day. I literally, it's a true story. I'm going to this training event. I run all my outfits by my wife because I have pictures that go up on the internet and I just don't want to look like an idiot. Well, I felt really insecure. I'm like, man, I'm a grown-ass man. I can't dress myself. So I threw an outfit together and she was sleeping when I left for the airport. I come home and she looked at me. She goes, "You didn't wear that, did you?" And I was like, "I thought it looked great." She's like, "Your pants are green. And they're like totally contrast or whatever with my shirt, which was blue." And I'm like, "But I thought this was blue." I'm like half colored mine. They were green. And I feel like a total idiot. So again, this is the kind of stuff that happens in the house. So again, how are you feeling about everything? I'm looking for them to sell me on that commitment. How's your wife feeling about everything? What do you believe would be your wife's biggest concern? Husband says, "My wife's biggest concern is going to be one, being part of the process, and two, making sure that she can pick colors." And now I'm going to use a risk reversal close. "Listen, Jan, thank you so much for spending the time with me, man. I know you're busy, and I know that you don't want to be spending time with me or anyone else talking about your roof. And chances are you don't want me back out here. You don't want me out talking here with your wife either. So I have a great option that'll save you some time, okay? What we can do here, by law in the state of Minnesota, you have a 72 right to cancel it. Here it is on the contract, right there, okay? What that means is if you email me, you can say right here, written in writing, within 72 hours, by law, this is canceled. You don't owe me a penny. Now, if we can move this project forward, save you some time, and ensure that your wife can pick the color, would you be comfortable moving forward? Okay, and then if you want, I'm gonna give you the longer version. That's the short version. By law, right to cancel, I make it all about them. You're busy, you don't wanna see me, you don't want me to come back, you don't want another roofer to come back. Long version is this. Jan, here's the scoop, man. I do this for a living, and I know the reality is no one wants to spend money on a roof, no one wants to be spending their time with me. And you guys are incredibly busy. You'd probably be wanting to do anything else but spend time with me. So how about this? By law, you have a 72-hour right to cancel. It says it right there. You email anytime. What I offer to folks who are in your position is an opportunity to get started, and here's the worst case. Number one, your wife comes home. She wants to wring your neck. All you do is email me. You don't know a thing. Hell, you don't even have to tell her you signed the contract. Option number two, she comes home. She's irate. You call me. I'll be the question punching bag. I'll come back. She can drill me with all the questions you want. Option three, she loves it. We come back, pick the color of your dreams. We get this thing done. Does that sound fair? Great. All we need is an autograph right here, right here. So that's how I will work to advance a one-legger, okay? If you don't get the deal on the spot, which is okay, you now have isolated the fact that the husband's bought in, the wife is likely bought in with the concern of one thing that he's highlighted. And then when you come back for the follow-up, hey, Jan told me that everything was good. He thought you'd like everything. After you guys talked, how are you feeling about this? That's my pulse check first. How are you feeling about this? Everything's great. Jan predicted that you'd want to be the one in charge of picking colors. Is that true? Yes. Awesome. What colors are you thinking? Yeah. What colors are you thinking?
Forest green.
Forest green. How many times, by the way, have you guys had that situation where a homeowner asks your opinion on colors and you're about to say anything but, and then they pick that one? Has that happened to anybody? I've been like, anything, oh, that great on your house. All right. By the way, that also works. That same exact close, which I shared earlier, if they have another contractor coming out after you and they won't make a decision till three estimates, same thing, totally understand. Just so I can understand, again, I tell you my mission and purpose is to help you make a decision even if it's not with me. How are you guys feeling about everything? Great, isolate the husband first. How are you feeling about everything? How are you feeling about everything? What's your biggest concern? Let them both talk. We don't really have any, we just want to make sure it's a fair price. Excellent, and then we can go with that risk reversal close and tell them to keep the other appointment. And if that other appointment is within the cancellation period, you say, listen, that other person's coming out, if they offer you a better price or give you a better experience than I did, you email me, we rip this up, it's dust in the wind. That's how confident I am that we are the best solution for you. And I want you to keep the other appointment. And you know what they'll do when you tell them to keep it? They cancel it. Because people don't like to be told what to do.
Hey, before you go, there are no fees for the show. But if I've helped you make money, will you do me a favor? That star rating in the podcast player you're listening to right now, it really makes a difference. So if you can punch in a star rating and a few words and share it with the world, that would really mean the world to me. And I thank you so much for doing that. And now I do have an invitation, a special invitation for my owners, my managers, and leaders of companies. Companies who are tired of being categorized as a scumbag roofer, knowing that 8 out of 10 homeowners don't trust us because the greedy and corrupt ones have ruined it for all of us. And for the companies that are burning through sales reps, like most, by the way, 2 out of 3 of them are quitting or get fired. They just don't have the training and support they need. And the companies who are tired of going at it alone as we navigate these sudden changes that are threatening our industry and have already toppled industry giants. Things like the economy, rising interest rates, consolidation, technology, AI, insurance policy changes, and legislative changes. Well, I've got an invitation for you, but this is not for everyone, because what I'm about to share with you is a members-only organization that requires taking a member pledge, abiding by our code of conduct, and signing a mutual non-disclosure agreement. In violation of any of the above, gets you kicked out. So if you're looking for that place to go so you can outsell, outgrow, and outcompete the rest as we stomp the scum out, well, then the Roofing and Solar Reform Alliance might be exactly what you've been looking for. And inside, you will get the ultimate endorsement by an organization that's already been featured in Fox News, USA Today, ABC, NBC, and CBS, the companies that your homeowners trust. So we, my friend, can do the selling for you to show that you're better and different. The place to turn to get access to the Roof Strategist sales system, our Roof with Solar sales system, and the ultimate community of like-minded professionals sharing insider information, what's working and what's not, and being joined in the trenches by industry leaders, not only myself, But folks like John Cenac, Deshaun Bryant, Cody Landles, and Jim Aline will look no further. The Roofing and Solar Reform Alliance may be for you. Click the link in the description right now and set up your private tour. We're going to show you around inside, give you a day in the life, and let you decide for yourself if it's a good fit. And you can join 100% risk-free. We back it by our 30-day no BS money-back guarantee. So what are you waiting for? Click that link, get your private tour set up right now, or you can call or text us with any questions. That's 303-222-7133.